Trainer Catherine Day Phillips is going to be busy over the weekend. She has a couple of horses trying to win their way to the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs in early November. She'll send out Mr. Haverkamp in the Woodbine Mile and Art Elena in Sunday's Natama Stakes. And both of those horses, Canadian bred, and both coming into the race off of a victory, which is always a good thing. And Catherine, nice enough to spend a little visit with us here this morning. Catherine, I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Always nice to come on the show.
Yeah, and excited to see these two horses strut their stuff and do their thing. Let's start with Mr. Haverkamp. This is a horse that is a son of 2011 Breeders' Cup Mile winner Court Vision, who, by the way, did that at Churchill Downs, so maybe a good omen for you there. Start by looking back on that last victory by Mr. Haverkamp in the Play the King Stakes.
Well, the Play the King came up with quite soft going, which is something that he had not encountered yet. So I guess we were a little curious and maybe a little nervous to see how he would handle it. But, you know, he seemed to handle it well, and he didn't really seem to care what he was running on. He was, you know, he was quite determined down the lane, and he showed a lot of grit and determination, which was great to see.
Yeah, he doesn't often run a bad race. He's 6-for-9 lifetime. He's 4-for-4 over the Woodbine turf course. How big is that, or is it an advantage to have a horse like this that can handle that turf course and, you know, kind of gets to play this game on their home court, so to speak?
Well, I think it's, you know, for him, he's been in his own stall. He's been in his own, you know, environment all week or all year, really. But, you know, for some of the horses that have had to ship in, they've had the challenge of flying or perhaps, a long ship or dealing with, you know, completely different set of circumstances than they're normally used to. So it is a big advantage.
Yeah. What is it about this horse, Catherine, that makes you feel like he fits at this particular level with these horses?
I think he's just, you know, he's very cool headed and he seems to really enjoy running and just has a lot of courage when it comes to actually racing. You know, he's been right with these horses, you know, even in his third start of his life last year. You know, he was right with Voodoo Song and Yoshida, you know, right there with really not a great trip. So, you know, I think that he's, and again, he was right there again with Voodoo Song and when he was at Belmont. So I think he's, you know, he's shown even not in ideal circumstances that he's, you know, that he's with those horses and hopefully with the advantage of his own home court that he'll be right there.
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up because he has been competitive when you've shipped him around the country, in particular Saratoga, Belmont. He's made some visits there, but as we mentioned, he's 4-for-4 at Woodbine. Is he a better horse when he's at home at Woodbine?
I don't know. That's hard to say. You know, I think he seems to travel very well, but he did show a bit of greenness in both of his races in New York when he was away, where he doesn't seem to do that at Woodbine. You know, he just seems to enjoy the course. And so it's, you know, with the Woodbine Mile in our backyard, it's logical that to step up and that here's a good place to do it.
You've had a lot of luck with the owners too, Sean and Dorothy Fitzhenry. It's been a nice ride with them. Tell me a little bit about them and that relationship.
Oh, they're fabulous. They've been with us for a number of years and, you know, have come up with originally, you know, they sell or put all of their horses through auction or through Keeneland. And they, initially they kept the horses that really didn't sell or didn't get a bid. And, you know, over the years, their quality of horses has gone up and, you know, their standard of what they're breeding has increased and they've enjoyed running and they've decided to keep a little more of what they've, you know, some of the horses are, you know, put a little higher price. So, you know, Dixie Moon was, you know, 150,000 RNA. Mr. Haverkamp was only a $19,000 RNA, but he was, you know, he was still put out there and at auction and Sean puts his reserves on and he, you know, he sticks by them. So, you know, he's enjoying racing, but I think it's great to see his whole level of breeding program improved at the same time.
A $19,000 RNA, and here he is, a winner of 6-of-9 races, a graded stakes winner, and earnings of $346,000. Put that into perspective, Catherine. How rare is that?
I don't know. It seems like as he's developed, it seems like he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He didn't know he was an RNA for $19,000, but he's as a three-year-old, you know, from his three-year-old year on, he showed a lot of class and you know, he looks like a proper horse. You know, he looks like a horse that should be, you know, at Saratoga. When we were running and getting ready for the Queen's Plate 2 years ago, or last year, we had two other horses getting ready, Guy Caballero and Watch Me Strut. And Mr. Haverkamp looked like a different animal than those two. I mean, he was a stronger, you know, shinier, more muscled, and he reminded me of Jambalaya from the, you know, from that point on. And so when he won his first start, immediately, you know, the Saranac, which Jambalaya had won, came to mind. And he's just been in a bit of a different, you know, different class than most of our barn or most of our other horses.
How cool would it be to win the Woodbine Mile with a Canadian bred?
Well, and a homebred too. It would be, you know, very, very exciting. There's three flagpoles at Woodbine, and one is the Queen's Plate, one is the Woodbine Mile, and one is the International. So I keep staring at the middle one for the Woodbine Mile and envisioning Sean and Dorothy Fitzhenry's yellow and black silks up on them. So I think that would be wonderful to see.
Well, not only does Mr. Haverkamp have a pedigree that says he can win the Breeders' Cup Mile at Churchill Downs, being by Court Vision, you have a pedigree that says that Woodbine Mile victory is coming, and maybe it's this year. Your dad, Jim Day, won the race twice. He did it in 91 with Dance Smartly, did it in 95 with Peaks and Valleys. Do you remember those 2 days?
I do. I remember Dance Smartly very well. I was at university at the time, but I remember the race well. I think it was the Molson Million at the time, and it was a very exciting day.
Yeah, very special indeed. And then we know Peaks and Valleys went on to do some really good things too, even beyond that victory. Really special horse, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, he was outstanding, and he was very talented right from the get-go.
All right, well, that's the Woodbine Mile on Saturday. By the way, visiting with trainer Catherine Day Phillips here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. On Sunday, you'll turn your attention to the two-year-old girls, and one in particular, that's Artelena, who is going to go in the Grade 1 Natama, which is race 7 on Sunday. That's a mile on the turf. And here's a filly, Catherine, that comes out of that huge win in an off-the-turf race at 7/8 of a mile, 7 furlongs. She won by 11 and dominated that day. You had to be ultra impressed with the way she performed.
She did. She's a filly that just seems to perform. She's, you know, quiet and, you know, very, I don't know if reserved is the right word, but she's, you know, she's just a, maybe unassuming is a better word for her, but she's, you know, every time she breathes well. Every time she's asked to do anything, she does it, you know, she does it well. And then she sort of comes back to the barn and she's, you know, quite quiet and normal, kind of a normal filly again. And then she, you know, I almost wasn't even sure what to expect, even though she trained well into that race. And I mean, she was so impressive. It was, you know, great to see. But she's a really nice, very nice filly.
Yeah. When did you start to get the sense that she might be this type of caliber?
I guess, you know, her maiden race, we liked her going into the maiden race, and you know, came out of the maiden race thinking, well, you know, we do have a proper racehorse here. And, you know, she won so easily her maiden race, but it was hard to tell, you know, it's funny when they win so easily, whether, you know, how was the competition or, you know, how legitimate was the race. But she came back to breeze on the turf last weekend, and she had a tremendous breeze on the turf, which I think gave us a lot of confidence, or gives us a lot of confidence going into Sunday that she'll give a good race.
You're going to give a leg up to jockey Eurico Da Silva on Artelena. He's the only jockey that's ever ridden her. He's also going to be aboard Mr. Haverkamp in the Woodbine Mile for you on Saturday. You've had a lot of luck with Eurico. Why does he fit your program and what you're trying to do?
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Eurico, and he's, you know, he's part of our morning works. He, you know, every Saturday, Friday and Saturday, he's, you know, he will help breeze horses and, you know, young horses or horses that he's riding the following weekend. So he knows the horses well, and he's not afraid to share his opinion, which is good and bad. We sometimes get a little mad at each other, but he, you know, I think we work well together. I have a lot of, you know, respect for him, and he's, you know, he seems to get the horses to relax nicely, and they, you know, come with a run late. So that's, you know, what we can ask for.
What's the Catherine Day Phillips approach or philosophy to getting a horse ready to run in a big race like the Woodbine Mile, like the Natama. How do you bring them up to these races, and is it on a horse-by-horse basis?
I think probably fair to say it's a horse-to-horse basis, but I think, you know, getting them as healthy as they can be and, you know, feeling as confident as they can be. I think confidence is a huge thing for young horses, and, you know, being focused and, you know, and confident is really what we try to aim for, you know, whether it's schooling in the gate or schooling in the paddock, or, you know, to make sure there's no surprises for them when it comes to the big races. So that's what we really look for, just to have them a confident, happy horse.
You know, when you run at Woodbine like you do, and you run all over the country, certainly, Catherine, but you look at the names on the trainer side of things that are represented in that Natama Stakes on Sunday, and you see Hall of Famer Mark Cassie. Well, all he's done is win that race a record 7 times. You see Hall of Famer Roger Atfield, who's won it a couple of times. And then if that's not enough, you throw in an entry from Chad Brown and from Wesley Ward and from British trainer Charlie Appleby. Boy, you better have your running shoes on when you show up for a big race at Woodbine.
Are you trying to make me nervous?
Hey, I just want you to know you belong. Yeah. I'm voting for you.
Okay, thank you. No, I mean, honestly, I've been so focused on the horses that I haven't really stopped to think about it like that. But now that you put it that way, that is quite an impressive lineup. But, you know, we've just been focusing on our horse and getting her there the best we can.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but you get to knock heads with Roger and with Mark on a pretty much a daily basis up there in Canada. And, you know, and every once in a while you do get a race like this where you have horses coming in from all over the world to compete because it is a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup. But, you know, that for you, that has to be kind of neat, though, to know that, hey, my horses are right there with some of the most legendary names that we have in the sport.
Well, I think, yes. I mean, I'm proud of them and excited that they, you know, get a chance to compete and show that they are good. And that's exciting. I haven't stopped to think about it too much. I've really just been focusing on the races, so to speak. But it is neat.
Well, I'm glad I could bring it up for you.
Yeah, thanks. Make me nervous too. That's not fair. one more sleep and two more sleeps for the filly.
She's trainer Catherine Day Phillips, and again, she'll be very busy this weekend at Woodbine. Catherine, I know it's a busy morning for you, so I don't want to keep you any longer than I have to, but I want to wish you all the best this weekend, and as always, thank you for taking the time, and we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you down the road at the Breeders' Cup.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for having me on the show. Hopefully we'll be chatting again soon.
Yeah, all the best. I hope so, too. Catherine Day Phillips here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.